Thank you for joining me today on The Path of Least Resistance. I am your host, Peggy B. And today I want to talk about basically where spirituality came from for me, like what my story is. It'll make sense in the episodes to come if you know, kind of where this all started. So basically, May of 2016 is when the cracking open experience happened. And what I mean by a cracking open experience is basically something happens in your life where it turns your entire world upside down, where you don't, you just don't know where to turn. I remember thinking during that time, like, I am having a really hard time right now. And I mean, to the point where, thoughts would come like, oh, now I understand why people drink at night, like, to silence their minds, and why people avoid feeling, because it's just easier in that moment to just avoid feeling. But so what happened was I resisted feeling that way. Like it was still there, that just feeling of like despair. It was there. And for months I tried my hardest to just feel better, feel better, feel better. And in doing that alone, that was resistance to not feeling so great after, this like traumatic thing happened. And I didn't know at the time, but when you have resistance in that way, that it just drags it out longer. So this whole time I'm over here, looking for answers from people, getting mad because they didn't have the answers. I'm, telling everyone how I'm feeling, and nobody was listening to me. Nobody heard me, like no one can do anything for me. And I came to the realization finally that it was only me that was able to kind of pull myself out of that. But not just me, that's the thing. So, I was looking for something, and I knew there was something bigger than me. And I knew that there was, like a bigger picture. And my whole life, really, I've had like these little nudges here and there from the universe, and I've always been intuitive and always kind of been on a spiritual path, so to speak. But, 2 years ago is when it really stopped me dead in my tracks, and just I had to surrender those feelings. I had to surrender that despair. I had to surrender everything, basically. I had to surrender my whole entire self to heal. And I knew the only way through that was, I was doing it my way and I wasn't doing so hot. So I knew the only way was something bigger than me. And it's, like what created me is the only thing that could pull me out of that despair. So fast forward to October of 2016, that's how long this feeling was going on for. From May to October, it was just total and utter despair every day. And I knew inside of me that that wasn't me. I knew there was more to my life than just, oh, this thing happened and now you're just going to suffer for the rest of your life. Like, I knew in my heart that this is not how I was going to live. It was not how, what I was here put on this earth for. And so October 2016 is when I really started to get it and really just started to be the catalyst for my own spiritual path and really heal. And in healing, what happened was I had to forgive, and I had to really open up my entire heart for whatever was meant for me, whatever was meant to come my way. And so in that path, in starting that, that's where, different healing modalities with energy started. And that's where really talking to God, source, spirit every single day. That's where that started. And really just starting to get an understanding of the world that's kind of unseen. Not kind of, it is the world that's unseen to us, because I had, you know, tried traditional, you know, malleable things that you can see with your eyes and, oh, go talk to this person, they'll help you. And it's like stuff didn't work. And so the only thing that worked for me was opening up this spiritual path of love. And it is so big, this path. The universe is so huge. And we really just, I don't know if this even resonates with anyone, or if you've ever been through an experience where you're like, I just can't, like, I can't do this. I can't handle this. I can't take this. And this is not for me to carry alone anymore. And so you have to bring in the big guns and, you know, like, you have to start talking to that higher power that you believe in and really just start living your truth. And so with this podcast, this is me speaking my truth, and this is me just telling you where I started. And I've been dabbling in, you know, sharing these things on social media, but really I just feel in my gut I just have to use my voice for this. So here I am. And I will say, to continue where I left off, so from October until present day, October 2016 to present day, I have been on this path of learning and accepting wisdom that comes to me and just kind of unfolding in that way, and really just having that knowing that there's just, this life is bigger than we could imagine, and every single thing that happens has a purpose, and every shadow that you may encounter does have a gift inside of it. And so with the path to least resistance, that would be feeling into and really just sitting with feelings that are not great, that, you know, maybe a situation happened, maybe, you know, you just think a certain way about something. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The point is, sit with it. Do not fight that. Because the more you fight it, and the more you kind of just say like, oh, I don't want to feel like this anymore. I have to like get myself better. I have to think better feeling thoughts. I have to really pull myself out. It's not going to get you anywhere other than stuck in that feeling of despair and that feeling of just like heaviness and icky and just not your highest self. So the sooner that you're able to really, and it's not easy, trust me, I know, it is not easy to feel those feelings to their fullest extent. It is not easy to, you know, sit there and really look inside of yourself and say like, why are things unfolding the way they are inside of me? Why do I feel this way about this thing or this way about that thing? But the work is essential. It is essential for your growth as a soul. It is essential for your growth as a human being. And when you do that work, you evolve. And then it is like the other side of that shadow is the most beautiful gift, something you could never even imagine possible, coming out of something so negative and so terrible, because you can now kind of discern what you want to take out of it, like what lessons you want to take and what you want to leave behind. And just allowing yourself to be human and allowing those emotions to happen. But also remembering, you know, it, like when you do that, when you sit with those emotions and those feelings, and you're like, okay, this is here. It's not going anywhere until I look at it. I look at the deepest parts of this. That is when it starts to transform itself. You actually don't have to do anything. You actually don't have to do anything. You are pulling yourself out of that feeling and, you know, the thoughts surrounding it by just feeling it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, now, you know, I'm recognizing this, I'm feeling this, and now I know that this is not how I want to be forever. Like, this is not how I want to spend my days. And so little by little, watch what happens. The universe is all of a sudden going to start delivering maybe different people, maybe different healing modalities, something will be coming your way. You just have to like surrender and ask for the help and say, you know, like, that I don't want to carry this anymore. This is not mine. Any way you could think of to ask God, Source, Spirit for help, do it. And then once you do that, pay attention to what comes to you. So that's all I have for today. But I just kind of wanted to give a brief overview to explain kind of where I've been, which is just the darkest of dark shadows and the deepest depths of despair. And I wanted to let you know it doesn't have to be that way forever. And if you are feeling that way now, if there's something going on where you're like, I'm just not doing so hot, or if it's even worse, like you feel terrible every day you wake up and, you know, it's like, what's the point of all of this? Why are we here? Just know that even feeling those things, it's starting to be the catalyst to cracking you open. And maybe it is also your purpose to find something bigger than you and put your faith and trust in something that you can't see, but something that also creates worlds, that energy of God, Source, Spirit, that creates worlds, universes, people, everything you see in front of you has been created from that energy. So I just wanted to share a little bit of my story to start, and thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And if you have any questions or you have anything specifically you'd like me to address, please feel free to visit my website at www.peggybernard.com. You can also email me. The email address is also on my website, but it's at, it's assistant@peggybernard.com. And if you have any comments or anything, please feel free to share them with me. I'm on Instagram as well. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all those things. And just send me a message. And, you know, what kind of stuff have you been going through? What kind of cracking open experience have you had in your life? And where has it gotten you? Are you still in the, you know, the not so fun stages of, you know, spiritual awakening? Or are you already kind of on the other side of things, and now you're just keeping your momentum of learning and, you know, gaining knowledge? So I'd love to know. All right. Thanks. Till next time, guys. Bye.